Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
New Holland lands spot on 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America. New Holland Supply, a Pennsylvania-based building material supply company, has been recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America, coming in at number 4201. Founded in 2003, New Holland Supply focuses on providing top-quality materials and exceptional service to post-frame builders in the Northeast. The company's debut on the list reflects its consistent expansion and strong market presence. Owner Mike Stoltzfus attributes their success to God's blessing and the dedication of their team. Looking ahead, New Holland plans to continue prioritizing their people and customers, aiming for continued growth and service improvement. To learn more about New Holland Supply and their offerings, visit their website.
VT Dry and Cure Technologies, inventors of Cannatrol, recognized on Inc. 5000 2025. List of fastest-growing private companies. VT Dry and Cure Technologies, the parent company of Cannatrol, has been recognized on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest-growing privately held companies in the United States. Ranking 1,498 on the list, VT Dry's growth is attributed to its patented Vapotrol technology, optimizing drying, curing, and storage conditions for various goods. With a focus on cheese, meat, cannabis, and agricultural products, Cannatrol's systems offer superior terpene retention, reduced mold risk, and enhanced product yield. Whether for home growers or commercial operators, Cannatrol's solutions provide control and consistency in post-harvest processing. As a leader in precision cannabis drying and curing technology, Cannatrol continues to innovate and set the standard for post-harvest excellence.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, expands retail footprint into Oregon and Arkansas. Massimo Group, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, has expanded its retail footprint into Oregon and Arkansas through its subsidiary, Massimo Motor. By securing licensing with partners, the company is set to launch sales in over 100 big box retail locations, with products expected to hit shelves in early September. This strategic move is projected to increase holiday season sales, following enhancements in strategic sourcing and logistics. These improvements include expanded factory partnerships in Vietnam to improve lead times, product flow, and operational flexibility to meet seasonal demand. Massimo Group is a manufacturer and distributor of power sports products, offering UTVs, ATVs, and minibikes for outdoor adventure enthusiasts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Duodag expands U.S. operations with new Northeast facility. Duodag, a global leader in structural and geotechnical engineering solutions, has opened a new manufacturing and distribution facility in Pennsylvania. This expansion enhances the company's ability to meet the growing demand for engineering products and solutions in the U.S. market. With a focus on threadbar systems, Duodag's 160 years of expertise can be seen in iconic structures like Apple's HQ and One World Trade Center. The new facility in the Northeast allows for faster delivery times, increased production capacity, and more efficient service. CEO Hugh Pelham stated that this strategic expansion brings core solutions closer to key markets, offering faster turnaround times and localized support. The facility will be supported by a dedicated sales and management team, including experienced professionals like Northeast sales manager Steve Scott and geotechnical engineer Maureen Merson. This expansion not only improves supply chain efficiency, but also creates local jobs, supports economic development, and fosters innovation and collaboration with engineering partners and customers. market upended after unexpected Trump pronouncement on copper tariff. The sudden move by the American government to exclude refined copper from tariffs isn't expected to affect the profits of community traders negatively. However, it may create complications for financial players and smaller buyers. H1 of the year saw traders significantly increase shipments of the red metal into the country in preparation for tariffs, which pushed domestic prices to new highs. Mineral exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX to MET, will be noting many lessons on market dynamics. Investors can find the latest news and updates relating to Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Simulated Environment Concepts issues update and outlook. Simulated Environment Concepts, Inc. has announced the completion of an 8-week trial involving 320 cattle with half-provided structured water. The cattle receiving structured water showed a 7.9% increase in protein growth, reduced antibiotic usage, and minimal cattle loss. This breakthrough comes as the U.S. cattle population hits a 70-year low, leading to soaring beef prices. With cattle futures surging by 27% this year, SMEV is optimistic about structured water and other patented technologies that could revolutionize livestock production. The company is set to accelerate development and pursue a direct-to-consumer beef business model, with contracts expected to be finalized soon.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCURF, secures $18.4 million DOD award to fast-track heavy rare earth independence. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has secured an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to fast-track its Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex. This award builds on Phase 1's success, where Ucore separated terbium and dysprosium critical for defense applications. RapidSX, a U.S. government-backed technology, offers an alternative to Chinese refiners. The award supports detailed engineering, equipment procurement, and early-stage construction in Louisiana. Ucore aims to achieve full mechanical completion of the facility in the second half of 2026, minimizing shareholder dilution and positioning itself as a reliable North American source of heavy rare earth elements. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.